This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The winter storm in the south is leaving some airports paralyzed.
More than 2,100 flights were canceled yesterday, with Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport scrapping 218 outgoing and 203 inbound flights. Today, it's the Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans and Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, where planes are being held on the ground because of poor weather conditions.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Santa Ana winds whipping up another wildfire in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings as the Hughes Fire burns north of Los Angeles. The latest government report on unemployment showing 223,000 new claims filed, about 2,000 more than expected. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, and Conclave are among the nominees for Best Picture Oscar this morning. ABC Entertainment correspondent Kelly Carter with one of her favorites.
Best actor, I mean, Timmy Chalamet all the way, right? I think he's probably out there as the lead to take this in.
This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. It was a busy Wednesday in La Crosse City Government as three committees met. The Economic and Community Development Commission was introduced to a pair of TIF applicants, took action on three property purchases, and worked on amending a loan with property developers that was originally issued in 1998. The City Administrator Work Group met as the city continued its work towards adding that position, and the Police and Fire Commission gave personnel updates. The Redevelopment Authority meets today. Last night, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers gave his State of the State address. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms. In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children, and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Evers will speak again to the state legislature on February 18th to present his biennial budget. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to put a little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, sunshine, cooler, 12 our high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 2 below, but we will get back to 23 tomorrow, 32 our high by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will review the governor's state of the state address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Eagle 1490 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, I have come to the realization that for the next 4 years, we are going to be dealing with some realities that we really kind of unbelievable, man, and that we really just, you know, aren't used to. These are things that I don't think we'll ever become used to, but we're going to have to learn to deal with them because they're going to be coming every day. And so I was thinking, as, you know, I get a chance to do this show, how do I address what we know is coming? And I was thinking, okay, well, I'm a guy who, you know, likes old movies and, you know, old movie genres and all those things. But then it came to me this morning as I was going through all of these things that are more than questionable that are happening. And so I decided that I'm going to probably every time, you know, from here henceforward, that I'm going to have a discussion about, you know, what's happening that is outlandish. We're going to play this. Calvin, if you please. Thank you. have officially entered into the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show. Yeah, it can't be anything but that. What else can it be? When, let me get my politrickster of the day out of the way immediately. We are certainly in the Twilight Zone. So Representative Lauren Boebert, Representative of Colorado, is officially the politrickster of the day. So what did she say? That, you know, that gave her this honor. She said she would offer guided tours of the Capitol to the January 6th rioters who just received a sweeping pardon from President Trump. I'll be the first member of Congress to offer them a guided tour in the Capitol, Boebert said Tuesday, standing outside a Washington, D.C. jail where some defendants were being held, according to footage from NBC News. President Trump signed a pardon yesterday, demanding that they be pardoned, all of them, and released, Boebert said. But now we're waiting on 22 hostages here in the jail, and they're taking their time. What? Amen. We've officially entered into the Twilight Zone. Anybody who can be not only insensitive, but really ignorant to what is transpiring in this whole scenario. I listened to one of the officers the last few days who was squeezed between the doors, and you saw him crying for his life. And he was talking about how the people and what they were doing to him. And yet, Lauren Boebert, the politrickster of the day, thinks that that's all right. Never mind that Trump thinks it's all right. She thinks it's all right. So she wants to invite those people, you know, back to the Capitol and take them on a tour. Here's what I, you know, would like to ask. If we're talking about coming together, you know, well, we've got to come together and the election of the Republicans and giving them total control, this is the time that we've all got to work together. And you're seeing this. I'm sorry. Count me out. Count me out. You can't say we're going to work together when we see with our own eyes the things that are going on. And for this woman to be so tone deaf that she can say this in front of the news media. And really, to be quite frank with you, the news media should have ripped her apart. I'm sorry. Well, you know, the news media, we've got to be careful about the things we say, and we don't want to fan the flames. What? Imagine the families of all of those people, you know, who saw what took place on January 6th, and now we're supposed to just let bygones be bygones. Man, that's the Twilight Zone. That's where we are. So get used to that, because every day, from henceforward for the next 4 years, I'm going to play that. Calvin's going to play that. Because, man, that's where we are. We're in a Twilight Zone, man. And unlike the movie you know, the show that was a show. This one is real. Hey, good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, Earl, I've been playing the Twilight theme song for since the beginning of November when I knew that idiot was going to get reelected. So I'm with you. This to me is just like a reality show that is really just gone.
Yeah, but it's not a show.
Well, I know
it's real.
That's what it feels like to me. Like it just isn't. It can't be real. This is just too bad. It just can't be real. And it's just so awful. And this, I'm telling you, is going to be the four darkest years in the history of the United States. And people, I just don't understand how they found anything of value in this freaking idiot.
You know, Cindy, it's not only that. You know, you've got, you know, Robert F. Kennedy. And so 20,000 doctors, American doctors are warning that the confirmation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Department of Health and Human Services Secretary would be hazardous to our children's health. 20,000 doctors, Cindy. And yet, Trump still wants Robert F. Kennedy, you know, to run the Department of Health and Human Services. What is that if it's not the Twilight Zone? So you dismiss 20,000 medical doctors, Cindy, who are warning us that our children's health is at stake if this man becomes, you know, the heads of the Department of Health and Human Services, and yet, you know, our Republican congressmen and senators are going to support him anyway? What is that?
Well, you get what you vote for, Earl, and we're going to get it to us now.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Although Kennedy may try to deny previous controversial statements or claims, he is simply calling for more research. Kennedy's conspiracy theorist record speaks for itself. These are 20,000 doctors. He has actively embraced an agenda that would reverse decades of progress in dramatically reducing disease, thereby putting children at risk and damaging systems that protect our communities. These are doctors. So for heaven's sakes, 855-752-4842. You know, we're gonna talk a little bit more about Robert F. Kennedy. Guys, hang on the phone lines, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, you are officially in the Twilight Zone. So every day that I'm on the air between now and if I'm still around 4 years from now, you will hear me as we enter during this presidency, that we will be entering into the Twilight Zone, because the things that are going on certainly, you know, are unbelievable, and they're certainly happening. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, Earl, this is what I say, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm saying for all the mental health for all the Democrats that didn't vote for Trump. I'm not talking about the Democrats that didn't independents, but I say accept it, join us, embrace it.
Hey, Gary.
Move on.
Hey, Gary. 60% of the American people don't want to embrace what just transpired with releasing 1,500 criminals. Okay, so, you know, they're not going to embrace it. The majority of the American people disagree with that decision, Gary. So, and then when you say it doesn't matter, you guys just embrace it. They're not going to embrace it because it's not right. What happened is wrong, man. There's a right and a wrong in the world, and that's a wrong decision.
Earl, some of those people that hit police officers should spend a year or two in prison, and most of them did.
Gary, not a year or two. Gary doesn't get to decide that it should be a year or two. The judges and the jury decides. Okay? Go ahead.
All those judges that the people that were arrested during a riots of 2020, those people, do you think that they got 22 years for hitting a cop in the face with a brick or
Gary, here's what I'm going to do. Hang on a second. Let me bring Tom from West Dallas on to have a discussion with you. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Gary is saying that we should just get over it and get on board with them. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, I kind of believe, there's no way. If that was your family member who got hit in the face with a brick, that's attempted murder, and you want to spend a year or two? Those people trashed, destroyed our capital. They tried to overthrow our government so we get what we have now, which is a dictatorial dictatorship. We got Muscolini there saluting Nazis. We got a weather girl here in Milwaukee got fired because she called out him on that. I had relatives. Now, man, I never knew them. They died in World War II fighting the Nazis. My father spoke so well of his two brothers who passed, who got killed by Nazis. And we're out there, and now you're saying that we should just accept this? I will not accept anything in this country that puts those people in any tie, any kind of good light. There are no good people on that side. This is not the USA. This is not World War II Germany.
Hey,
1933.
Hang on, Tom. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, first of all, Tom, I never said anything about accepting the fact that somebody threw a brick in a cop's face. That's what happened during the riots.
No, Gary, what they did was took poles and beat cops with them.
But I didn't say anything about bricks or bottles.
Well, okay, I know, but whether they were beaten with a stick or a pole, it's the same thing, man.
The guys that beat should be prosecuted. I have no problems. But the little ladies walking through.
Little ladies walking through did not get locked up, Gary.
No, but they're facing fines and they're facing jail time, and now that's all gone. So they all got their pardons, and that's the way it should be. Some of the people.
Hey, Gary, that's not the way it should be, okay? Because that's not the way it is for every other American. Tom, you want to respond to that quickly?
Well, exactly. There's a riot going on, and we got little old ladies walking through the Capitol. Come on, get serious here. These people got arrested. There's video proof of what they did. The judge, the jury, they all saw what these people did. And if it was my family that, or it was your family who got hurt like that, or was involved in that, they deserve everything they got. And to have Trump there, let them free, is just a slap in the face, and it's a double standard.
Hey, Tom, thank you. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much. And all of you guys, hang on, because we're going to continue with this, because, again, you're officially in the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Add Arcadia to the list of area school districts going to referendum. The district is seeking a four-year operational referendum at a total price tag of $3.75 million to cover the cost of paying for staff and facilities. 92 districts statewide so far have committed to a referendum this spring, 5 in February, including Mauston, and 87 more in April, including Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane, Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose, Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. Governor Tony Evers spoke about the need for more mental health services in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Governor Tony Evers named 2025 the Year of the Kid in his address. He highlighted many initiatives aimed at improving the lives of children not just in school, but during the 80% of the time that they're not in school as well. He said in his upcoming biennial budget proposal, he'll ask for $300 million to provide mental health services in schools statewide.
Let's start treating our state's mental health crisis with the urgency it requires.
The $300 million would also fund expanded mental health training and peer-to-peer suicide prevention programs.
While Governor Evers pitched funding increases for education in last night's State of the State, the Department of Public Instruction announced it was freezing any hiring through June while the state budget process plays out. The DPI's budget was cut by $2.3 million in the last budget cycle. Republicans applauded the hiring freeze as a sign of fiscal responsibility. The DPI has requested an additional $3 billion for public education in the next budget cycle, including the $300 million for mental health services. President Donald Trump issued pardons to over 1,500 people who were charged in the January 6th Capitol insurrection on Monday, and among those pardoned were 11 people from Wisconsin. That includes Charles Walters of Sparta, Abram Markovsky of La Crosse, Joshua Munn of Melrose, and Kevin Loftus of Eau Claire. Trump's blanket pardon also commuted any ongoing sentences. The pardons were part of a wave of executive orders issued by Trump once he took office this week.
For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a fifth season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script. But it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are going to put a little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, sunshine, cooler, 12 our high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 2 below, but we will get back to 23 tomorrow, 32 our high by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now, 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask our Week in Review panel to weigh in on whether the new Trump administration is on track or is already a train wreck.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
We'll be right back.
I'm saying it. Feeling sure can lie. And if you're lying, keep on lying. Don't tell the truth, don't you dare. You can't drop it, baby, you still got me. After taking me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the Twilight Zone. If you're just joining us, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, where we are with this, and we're in the early stages of this. And so, you know, and I got to thinking, man, you know, I love the Twilight Zone, man, you know. I still watch all of those old late 1950s, early 1960s Twilight Zone episodes. I mean, that's where we are. Only it's real. We are in the Twilight Zone. And so from this point forward, as I'm sitting here watching Daniel Hodges, the D.C. police officer assaulted on January 6th, and he's telling his story about how close he came to death. And, you know, and yet we're having people say, well, it wasn't so bad. You know, the people paid the price. They were in jail for 2 years. They beat this man half to death, police officer. And I'm watching him right now, and, you know, and clearly he's not what he was. And he was in a place that was supposed to be sacred and safe. Let's stop acting like that wasn't what occurred. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ. CJ, good morning. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Well, what I say, it took Martha's Vineyard for the Democrats to care about illegal immigration.
Hey, CJ, I'm not talking about illegal immigration, okay? You know, we're talking about this. Now, if you want to talk about that, you know, then you should wait until I'm talking about that, okay? This is what we're talking about. Phone lines are full and people are waiting to talk about that. You're not changing the subject.
Okay, but you're in denial because in 2020, 60,105 police officers were assaulted. 40 were killed.
So, Gary, hang on a second. CJ, hang on a second. Hey, Mark, you want to talk to CJ?
Oh, good Lord. The people in the BLM protest, if they committed crimes, they were arrested and prosecuted and jailed. The only person that has shown any quality at all is the woman who refused Trump's pardon. These people, once they went beyond the barricades, they're in violation of the law. Period. Beyond the barricades, that's before they even entered the Capitol. This nonsense that, oh, they were just peaceful protesters, and most of them were just peaceful protesters. Their act alone of breaching the barricades was an act of violence against the people of this country. I mean, I just saw today, posted today, that some nitwit was posting, well, in 2011, the Wisconsin State Capitol was just about, you know, the windows were busted and the doors were taken off their hinges. And that was just utter nonsense because I was there. I worked a block away from that building. I mean, it is just this nonsense, Yeah, indeed, we have entered the Twilight Zone. It's like the Rush's 2112 B-side, the Twilight Zone. You know, an orange-faced man has stepped up to greet us. Well, we don't know what the hell he's got in store for us. I mean, it is just this nonsense of releasing these criminals because some of these people are going to go and attack the people that turn them in. I mean, there's people that are living in fear right now because they did their duty and turned in the criminals, and now their lives are at risk because Donald Trump did this.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. CJ?
This is going to be a very long 4 years for you gentlemen, but this is peace through strength.
So where is peace through strength about releasing those people, man?
Because what did January 6th committee do? They destroyed 10,000 hours of video evidence. They destroyed Biden, why do they
Hey, CJ, hang on a second. Bill from Oconomowoc, Bill, you want to talk to CJ?
Yes, I do. CJ, the Constitution, that's what we abide by. He's broken the Constitution clearly twice, maybe a third time. Just justify that, CJ, if you know the Constitution. I'll hang up.
CJ?
Well, your party picks and chooses what laws you want to enforce. And it's evident every day you want to, that these mayors want to protect illegal.
Hey, CJ, you're changing the subject. The question is about the people that he released.
Well, how about the pardon?
No. How about you respond to the people who he released, who we saw what they did, man? And many American people, many of these people who are calling are in total disagreement with you and Donald Trump and others who think that this was just a walk in the park, man.
You say we saw what they did. No, they destroyed the evidence, Earl. January 6th committee.
What evidence? CJ, I see the beatings that took place on the news every day. What evidence did they destroy?
You only see what they want you to see.
Oh.
They destroyed evidence.
What evidence did they destroy, CJ?
Well, do I have to repeat
yes.
myself?
What, what evidence? Showing what, CJ?
Documents.
Showing what?
Documents and video.
Showing what?
From the Capitol.
I know, but showing what?
100 cameras.
Hey, CJ, what were those cameras showing that they destroyed the evidence on?
This is going to be a long 4 years for you guys, and
Hey, we are officially, thank you very much for the call. We are officially in the Twilight Zone. Mary from Tulsa, good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Back to this unbelievable Twilight Zone that we're unfortunately in. And I could offer another take on where we're at. I'm the caregiver of a beloved family member challenged with a psychiatric diagnosis. Some time ago in Milwaukee, an RN offered a program called How to Enter the World of Psychosis. And this was for family members to help them try to understand symptoms and mind challenges. And so for leaders who might not be affected by psychosis, as some of them who are obviously, throw in the element of maybe addiction to wealth and power or even pure evil. And so, importantly, in terms of actions that we need to take now that we've kind of like identified the problem, I personally am looking for strong and committed pro-democracy advocates, civic media being primary among them, along with many others. I plan on joining and supporting them, and this gives me hope and optimism for standing up to this atrocity that we're unfortunately living with. Thanks for your address.
Hey, Mary, thank you. Thank you, as always. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Yeah, I just want to comment on CJ and Gary's comments. All they talk about is illegal immigrants. Like, these are the people that are causing the problem. You know, they need to be looking at the wealthy people that are making trillions of dollars, and they really don't care about CJ or Gary. I don't know why they think they're in that class of people, because they're not. And ask them again, did their eggs go down? Did the eggs come down? Did our economy get better? All they're worried about is illegal immigrants who put up homes everywhere, who milk cows, who do all the work that Gary and CJ don't want to do. So I'd like to see what they have to say about the real things that matter to real people, not about illegal immigrants, because that's all they want to talk about. And if they have clips about the White House being attacked that we didn't see, well, that's great. But what we did see is what they did. And I don't know why they're living in this dream world, but they better wake up, because they're going to come down just like the rest of us if they don't. And that's all I have to say, Earl.
Hey, Ann, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You're up next.
Hi, good morning. Listening to Gary and listening to CJ only confirms what I have already said in the past about people, they're brainwashed. They believe in the propaganda, and they don't do the things that they should be doing. Now, me, myself, and my family, this is the week of kindness. We started it off on Saturday, giving food, dishing out food to the poor people. We went on Monday to the Capitol, and we listened to the governor and people talk about Martin Luther King, because it was Martin Luther King's day. We celebrated him, and then we went and we collected coats, and we collected hats and boots for an underprivileged school in Kenosha that have 400 children, and we're so proud of this. We collected over 110 coats alone, 740 pieces of mittens, boots, and other clothing for these underprivileged children. This is what we do. This is what Democrats do. This is what woke people do. We weren't out buying fancy dresses. We weren't having big dinners. What we were doing was what was necessary to help the poor people of this country. And if CJ and Gary think that letting these men who actually beat up 140 some officers and five officers died, and allowing these people out of a jail is proper, well, then I think they have to go and look at themselves and their value systems. Because if they think that is supporting the blue, that's a far, far cry from supporting the blue.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, Susan. Guys, hang on, 855-752-4842. You're officially, in the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You're officially in the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And I think next up was Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I think it's a disgrace. You know, the Republican Party do all this talk about, we back the blue. You see the signs everywhere. We back the blue. We back the blue. They don't back the blue. Because if so, everybody would be out in the outrage. It may be one or two Republican politicians that have come out and said that it was not okay. But the rest of them are scared to say anything about it. You can't get them on record saying that what he did was wrong. And I don't know where CJ gets these numbers at. Not a single protester during the Black Lives Matter protest killed a police officer. He said 40 officers were killed during Black Lives Matter protests. He's like Trump. He just throws things in the air and hope it'll stick. You know, this man came in talking about he was going to do all this great stuff. He hasn't done anything except for it's been 4 days of straight chaos. You're letting people go that beat cops.
Hey, Charles, you know, that's because we're officially in the Twilight Zone. Don from Milwaukee. Don, you're up.
We are right. We are in the Twilight Zone. you wonder why I call this guy from Sussex Scary Gary. I mean, anytime we should embrace criminals that destroy government properties, look, doesn't he realize criminals don't think like normal people think? There's something wrong with them people. And God help us, we're the next 4 years, if we survive, you're letting the criminals take charge. This is unbelievable.
Don, you can't just say criminals. Are those people who live in the central city of Milwaukee. Thank you very much for the call. Up next, we've got Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Earl. Number one, we have the biggest criminal in the White House already, a convicted criminal. His name is Donald J. Trump. Second, Gary, you and your Judeo-Christian values, and CJ, I don't know what Twilight Zone you're living in, but they had a guy who had been charged also for child pornography. You had a guy in these 1,500 people that were granted a pardon. You had a guy that was on the dark web, made $1 billion off of fentanyl. Where is the outrage? You guys call up here for the last 3 years talking about fentanyl and talking about drugs and talking about all this stuff. And now all of a sudden, you're silent and the guys that got let off, go research a little bit. I know it's a little tough. You're always looking for your right-wing talking points every day, CJ. And Gary, I'm sorry you hit your head on the bottom of the pool.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Al, you say what?
Good morning. You forgot the message that I gave you a couple of weeks ago. Number one, in order to get to all of the money that they're trying to get to, they have to eliminate people. Now, by cutting the Medicare and all of that, all they're trying to do is eliminate people to get to those funds and Social Security. But the biggest issue is what you're talking about today. What are they planning for 4 years from now? They're planning to do exactly what they were trying to do in the first place, which was prevent Trump from being put out of office. This is the beginning of doing that again, but they have a plan to make sure that they have the people in place
yes.
to make it happen. When they threatened to kill the vice president if he went through with the constitutional outline of what's supposed to be, that told you right then and there. And now he's not planning on coming out of office again.
Hey, Al, thank you, man. We're in the Twilight Zone. Ron from Milwaukee, you got the last of it. You say what?
Yeah. CJ's recirculating this nonsense that all of the thousands of hours of texts and videos and documents produced by the January 6th investigative committee have been destroyed. He never cites a reference. You can't.
No, I can't, man.
You know, it's all passed along in this chain circle. It's actually a circular firing squad where these people are all shooting themselves with bad ideas and no facts. We saw it. It's there.
Yes.
The police saw it. The police, you know, and I mean,
a blind person could see it
all over again.
A blind person saw it.
Yeah. It's criminal to let out an Oath Keeper leader who now can go out and buy a gun again and has already threatened to get his
revenge. And not only that, the Proud Boy leader is up in Washington, D.C., meeting with Congress and the Senate, man. He was facing 22 years. We're in the Twilight Zone, man. All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Calvin. Couldn't do it without you. And more than anything else, can't do it without you, the audience. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bott, Madner on air. See you guys on tomorrow.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Firefighters are battling the Hughes Fire north of Los Angeles. The wildfire, fueled by dry conditions, has burned 16 square miles and forced about 50,000 evacuations or warnings. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. The storm dumped record snow across the Gulf Coast, giving way to frigid below freezing temperatures this morning. There's been a little more slippage in the job market.
In the week just ended, 223,000 first-time jobless claims were filed, about 2,000 more than analysts were anticipating. The biggest increases came from Michigan, California, and Texas. The number of Americans actually receiving benefits is up to 1.9 million, an increase of 46,000 from the mid-month. Reading.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The 2025 Academy Award nominations announced this morning. The Netflix narco musical about trans identity Emilio Perez led with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. This is ABC News.